WML News at 7. I'm Barbara Britt. President Donald Trump waking up in the White House for his first full day as Commander-in-Chief. Last night, President Trump and the First Lady attending three inaugural balls. Mrs. Trump spoke at the Armed Services Ball.
Thank you all for your service. I'm honored to be your First Lady. We will fight, we will win, and we will make America great again. Thank you.
President Trump has signed his first executive order freezing regulations that apply to the Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare.
The order doesn't get rid of the law. Congress is already at work on dismantling that. But what it does do is it directs agencies to interpret regulations as loosely as allowed under the law to minimize the financial burden on individuals, on insurers, on healthcare providers, and the like.
Correspondent Athena Jones. President Donald Trump has his first two cabinet members officially approved, the full Senate voting to approve his nominee for Secretary of Defense General James Mattis, and the Senate confirming John Kelly's nomination to lead Homeland Security. Today, thousands of women heading into the district for the Women's March on Washington along Constitution and Independence Avenues. Organizers say they're expecting 200,000 to show up. WMAL's Steve Burns is there.
There's no shortage of energy from the metro station to the mall already this morning. March organizers have folks giving directions at virtually every street corner between the Federal Center Southwest Station and the mall as we walk past weary construction workers still tearing down fences from the festivities yesterday. D.C. officials say they got 1,800 bus parking permits, including 1,200 for RFK Stadium. While there's still a lot of cleanup to do from yesterday, only one metro station still closed today at Federal Triangle. On the National Mall for Women's March, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And Metro is running on a modified Saturday schedule with extra cars. Yesterday's inauguration, a unique moment in history.
The Trumps ended a long day where it began, here at the White House. In the morning, they enjoyed tea with the Obamas at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. After being sworn in, President Trump and the First Lady took their seats in the reviewing stand to watch the inaugural parade, surrounded by family and members of the new administration. The marching bands amplified the festive air, but they also drowned out police helicopters that were keeping track of the protest taking place nearby on K Street. Steve Kastenbaum at the White House in Washington.
Those protests turning violent in pockets, not just in Washington, but also in Portland, Oregon, where police fired tear gas. Here in D.C., Acting Police Chief Peter Newsom says 217 people were arrested, accused of rioting, as some protesters smashed windows, set vehicles on fire, threw rocks at officers. Six police officers were hurt, their injuries described as minor. And in sports, the Wizards have reportedly been fined $15,000 by the NBA after assistant coach Sidney Lowe was standing on the court during Wednesday's win over the Knicks. Baltimore Ravens top linebacker Zach Orr retiring because of a congenital neck condition. He is just 24 years old. WMAL traffic and weather next.
Please, please tell me now.
I really enjoy your show and your sense of humor.
Please, please tell me.
You're always right, and I love listening to you.
Washington's Mall, WMAL.
That's a really interesting point that you make.
That's something people are going to talk about.
Yes. Where Washington comes to talk.
You're funny. You're insightful.
We're having more fun than we should be allowed to have.
Ooh.
That's good stuff. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL, go.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Attention investors, your IRA or 401k may be at risk again. The stock market crash of 2008 wiped out as much as 50% of IRA and 401k accounts. Can you afford to lose again when the next crash comes? What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you could see, touch, and hold it in your hands? With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer a portion of your retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-222-4991 and receive a free gold and silver IRA guide. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% five-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-222-4991. That's 855-222-4991. Again, 855-222-4991.
It's 7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather. Here's Ben Cox in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Lots of activity on I-95 today southbound. A disabled vehicle before Route 198. Three lanes blocked. Keep right through there. Between the Howard County line and Prince George's County line, there's some stop traffic and slow going between Prince George's County line and Route 198. If you're heading into D.C. today, there are many roads that are closed. A full list is available at inauguration.dc.gov. It's 47 degrees in Centerville, Virginia, 45 degrees in Greenbelt, Maryland, and 48 at Reagan National Airport. I'm Ben Cox on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
We've got some early morning fog and drizzle. Depending where you are, that fog can be very dense in places. Cloudy this afternoon, high 55 tonight. Partly cloudy down to 49. Tomorrow, some rain showers. And right now, it is 44 degrees with mist in Washington, D.C. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Your home is your castle. The last thing you want is an intrusion from pests. Regional Pest Management is a family-owned business that has been solving our customers' pest problems for years. From rodents to ants to termites, even bedbugs, we handle it all. And you'll receive unparalleled service at a reasonable price. Let our family protect your family. Contact us today for your free inspection at 1-800-365-STAR or online at regionalpestmanagement.com. Don't go big, go local. Go Regional Pest Management for all your pest control needs.
Now, the Saturday morning update. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
Inaugural weekend edition of the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. Nice to have you with us. I'm Rick Fowler, and who better than to cover a presidential inauguration than John Gizzi, the chief political columnist and White House correspondent at Newsmax.com. John, good morning.
It's great to be here for my ninth inaugural, and I love the quadrennial celebration of the peaceful transfer of power in the United States.
John, what stood out to you about this inauguration in contrast to the eight others that you've seen?
Well, obviously, the demonstrations that are there and the absence of 60 to 70 Democratic lawmakers is something that was widely discussed. Now, I should point out that 80 Democratic members of Congress did not go to President Nixon's second inaugural, and he had demonstrations at both of his oath-taking ceremonies. This is nothing new. Donald Trump had demonstrators arrive here. Most of them stayed downtown, where they clashed with police and the Trump supporters who came here. Regarding the ceremony itself, I think it was very moving to watch Donald Trump continue a tradition that began with Jimmy Carter when he paid tribute to his predecessor, President Gerald Ford. Every president has done that since, and Trump was no exception, talking about how magnificent Michelle and Barack Obama were in the transfer of power. But I think his remarks in his inaugural address will be the most thoughtful. Well, he did use some hard-nosed rhetoric, talking about the borders being safe. He also let loose on politicians of both parties, saying they brought America to some pretty unfortunate and uncertain times. He was saying, a plague on both your houses, even though he's a Republican. Moreover, if people were looking for a statement of right-wing principles, a latter-day conscience of a conservative, they didn't get it in Trump's 20 minutes or so. He talked about changing the trade laws dramatically. He talked about infrastructure that America needs, which conservatives, many of them, would call pork barrel spending. And it made it clear it would all come from Washington. Those are positions that normally appeal to Democrats. The phrase I came away with was, America is ready for a new vision. And that will be what the New Deal was to Franklin Roosevelt, I believe, the New Frontier to John Kennedy, an overall description of the Trump agenda.
You mentioned the direct hit on Democrats and Republicans. How did this sit with Republican members of the House and Senate?
No one is going to say for the record, Rick, that they were upset with that. No member of either party especially his own. Look, they have a new president in, and he is at least going to stand with them on repeal of the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, which comes next week, in a budget which no doubt cuts spending, and in his pursuit of greater opportunities and diversity in public education, something symbolized, of course, by his choice of Betsy DeVos, a champion of charter and voucher schools, to be Secretary of Education. So when he gives them that much leverage for their agenda, they in turn are not going to be critical if he uses them as a piñata at the inaugural ceremony.
What are his next steps in addressing those who are in opposition to him around the country, and not only who are in opposition, but who may fear Donald Trump? From everything we've seen in the media and from the opposition on the progressive side, there are people that are actually afraid of Donald Trump. He didn't go too much into detail about addressing those who opposed him in his speech. What does he do next in that direction?
Well, when he talked about a greater patriotism and your heart being full of patriotism so that there was no room for prejudice, that was a good sign. He was going to reach out to minorities who, fairly or unfairly, have come to be very hostile to him. Now, again, he's got some problems out there. The traditional media in the United States is liberal. I don't think we'll get an argument on that. They did not like Donald Trump. There's also a number of people, many of whom I spoke to during the parade route yesterday, who just can't get over the fact that Hillary Clinton was defeated for president, and they're here to march and protest. He's got to go to them, or at least some of them, and win them over. You know, the late Congressman Jack Kemp used to speak to black audiences all the time, knowing that he would get very few of their votes, but just by showing up and saying the message, they'd say at least he was there. Donald Trump may well take those words to heart as he begins an adventurous new part of American history.
John, in the inaugural ceremony, what stood out to you in terms of highlights in what will go down in history of the inauguration?
Obviously, I think Justice Clarence Thomas administering the oath of office to the vice president was very moving to me. He's been a controversial figure since his confirmation hearings a quarter century ago, charged by a former employee with sexual harassment, pilloried in the press and on the Senate floor, nonetheless confirmed. And even though no one has ever produced a second witness about these charges, he remains controversial because he's a strict constructionist justice, like the late Antonin Scalia. So seeing him honored as only the first black American ever to administer an oath of office to one of the top two officials in the United States was moving. I think Vice President Mike Pence knew exactly what he was doing in turning to Clarence Thomas. In addition, and this celebrates the religious diversity of the United States, a rabbi, a minister, and a Catholic archbishop all delivered powerful invocations praying for the success of the new administration and particularly the new president. And I think that diversity might be something that Donald Trump should reflect upon as he seeks to reach out to other people. Quite frankly, if I were him, I'd call John Lewis next week, invite him over for a cup of coffee, and discuss scripture and a few other things because they both do love to quote the Bible. They'll find something in common.
The Coffee Summit. John Gizzi, the chief political columnist and White House correspondent at Newsmax. We will look forward to following your coverage of the new administration by Googling Gizzi on politics. John, thanks for the historical perspectives.
Thank you for having me. Looking forward to being your man in the White House briefing room.
And what a briefing room that's going to be. Looking forward to that. If you are headed downtown today, I'm sure you are aware that March organizers are expecting up to 200,000 protesters on the mall today, so street closures, some metro closures. We'll check in with WMAL Steve Burns, who is down on the mall. We'll check in with him in about a half an hour or so. And we still have on the program coming up Bill Gertz at the Washington Times. So much talk about cybersecurity and the importance of cybersecurity as we move forward, the Russian hacks, the leaks. We'll be talking with Bill Gertz from the Washington Examiner coming up right after the 7:30 news. Cheryl Atkinson for full measures on the way. And it's 7:15, time for a check of the traffic and weather.
WMAL traffic and weather from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Lots of congestion on I-95 today southbound. First incidents between Howard County Line and Prince George's County Line. Very, very slow through there. At the Prince George's County Line and Route 198, there's some slow traffic. And there's a disabled vehicle before Route 198 blocking two lanes. It is 44 degrees in Springfield, Virginia, 46 in Gaithersburg, Maryland, and 44 at Reagan National Airport. I'm Ben Cox on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
WMAL Weather Channel forecast. It's foggy this morning. It will burn off, and we'll have a mix of clouds and sun this afternoon. A high temperature up to 59. For tonight, down to 37 with partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high 42. Some rain in the picture for Sunday night, down to 36. 49 right now in Washington, heading to 59. 7:16 on the Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It's the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. Great to have you with us. A new year, a new administration. What does that mean for the economy? What does it mean for you? We are joined by Bill Ridenour. He is the president of John Marshall Bank. And Bill, it's great to have you with us for our kind of our annual visit and preview of the year ahead. Thanks for being with us.
Rick, it's good to be with you.
As we've seen the economy, it's been on the upswing since the election. And what are the indicators that you look at as we face the economy going into 2017? Are we on a positive bent as we move forward?
I think so. I think most people are optimistic that there's going to be some changes in the regulatory environment and possibly investment in business activity. So that's been well received, and the expectation is that things might start picking up a little bit.
Now, there was an article in the Wall Street Journal. It was followed up by some comments from Donald Trump about the dollar and the value of the dollar. Explain to us how that translates to a consumer and what that means.
This week on Wednesday, President Trump really emphasized that he'd like to see the dollar weaken a little bit to try and improve exports. So that really changed the direction of what we had seen the dollar's movement over the last few months. So I think it will continue to bring a little bit of uncertainty to the market. But for the long term, both for businesses and consumers, we think that the general trend for interest rates is going to be rising, although I don't think as quickly or as dramatically as maybe we might have thought 3 or 4 months ago.
You mentioned interest rates, Bill, and that's something very important to consumers. And typically we think about credit card interest, we think about mortgage interest, but there are, I'm sure, other angles to that. And tell us a little bit about the Fed and what we may see in the year ahead.
Well, you know, based on things we've read from recent Fed meetings, we think that the Fed's inclination is to continue to gradually raise interest rates throughout 2017. Most of the folks in the banking industry that I speak with feel like that we're looking at possibly, you know, two or three increases over the course of this year, of maybe potentially a quarter of a percent each increase. So, you know, what that will mean is that, you know, from a consumer standpoint, over time, mortgages will get a little more expensive. Car loans, home equity lines, that kind of thing.
So what would you suggest to a consumer? What kind of action could they take now in anticipation of the possibility of the increased rates?
Well, I think one thing to keep in mind is that even though we're talking about some gradually increasing interest rates, we still are at historically low rates. So I think that from a consumer standpoint, there's still a lot of things that a consumer can do to their advantage. But frankly, I think anyone that's in the process of selling a house will probably this spring see increased activity because people will be wanting to lock in lower interest rates, and so we think the housing market will probably pick up. If you're in the process of buying a home, this is a good time to do it. So both home sellers and home purchasers, I think, would be a good time for them to look into the market.
So as we move into 2017, who are the winners in the economy?
Well, I think the winners are going to be anyone that has good credit and they're looking for an opportunity to make a purchase, to buy a new car. Small businesses, I think, we're starting to see a lot of optimism there. So they're looking into expansion opportunities, to buy new equipment, which potentially could create new job opportunities. So those kinds of things become sort of a self-fulfilling prophecy where the economy starts growing a little bit. Anybody that is in the market, as I said earlier, to sell their home or purchase their home, those would all be good opportunities during this kind of market.
So when you have winners, you're going to have losers. How do you avoid being a loser?
Well, I think probably one thing to look at is if you're one of those individuals that has an adjustable rate mortgage, if you have an opportunity to go into the market and transition that into a more of a fixed rate, possibly a 15-year rate or a 30-year rate, as rates rise, this would be a good opportunity to eliminate that credit risk. Mortgage holders or people that have made investments in fixed rate investments where the interest rates will rise and you'll have an opportunity cost there that you could have gotten. One of the things we're seeing in the banking industry now is when we have conversations with potential purchasers of certificates of deposit, we're seeing that people are aware of the fact that interest rates are rising, so they're trying to shorten the maturities of those instruments so that they don't lock themselves in and lose that opportunity to get a higher rate down the road.
So, Bill, we've talked about the consumers. How does this translate to small business?
Well, I think this is a good time for small businesses to approach their bank and talk about financing transactions that will help their business grow. As I said earlier, interest rates, even though we expect some increases during the year, they are still at historic low amounts. Banks are willing, and particularly John Marshall Bank, we do a lot of small business transactions. We are willing to sit down and talk to a borrower about fixing an interest rate for a five-year period, which protects them from some of the changes that we see coming up in the next few months. The return that small businesses and consumers will get on their deposits is gradually increasing.
John Marshall Bank is a community bank, and as an example, in the past you've always given out your own direct line for people that want to call the bank. So they, if you want to call the president of John Marshall Bank, call Bill Ridenour direct. We still good on the number?
Absolutely. I'd love to have anybody that wants to talk about the bank to give me a call, and that number is 703-584-0867.
And again, well, the difference in a community bank and a larger bank in 25 words or less?
I think the main thing is that we are a relationship-oriented bank, so we focus on customizing both loan and deposit services for the needs of our particular customer as opposed to having sort of a set portfolio of products that we would talk to the customer about.
John Marshall Bank President Bill Ridenour, his direct dial, 703-584-0867, and it's johnmarshallbank.com online. Bill, thanks for coming up.
My pleasure. Thank you, Rick.
It's 7:24 Saturday morning update on WMAL, and as we mentioned, President Trump took his first action on the repeal of Obamacare, and Sean Spicer did not offer any comment on it. Of course, Sean Spicer, the new press secretary. And we're going to talk with Cheryl Atkinson coming up in the next half hour about the relationship with the media, what to expect from Donald Trump, and a contrast with that relationship of the former administration. And as we mentioned, also talk with Bill Gertz on national security. Steve Burns is also on the Mall, and we'll get the very latest on the Women's March. It's all on the way. The Saturday morning update.
Wall Street's great at selling you things that Wall Street wants you to buy. Some advisors are really good at selling you products you may not need. At the Wise Investor Group, we're different. We're not salesmen. We're your financial partners with an interest in what's important to you. For wealth management professionals who work with you to plan your future, call the Wise Investor Group today.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor. The Wise Investor Group is affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
Don't wait until spring to replace your roof. Winter is the slowest time of year for roofing companies, and that means you could take advantage of big savings. New Look Home Design is offering 0% interest and no payments for a full year, plus 10% off all materials. Have your roof replaced before the damage gets more expensive. Take advantage of this limited time offer. Call New Look now for 0% interest and no payments for a full year, plus 10% off materials. The number is 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300.
My blinds were so ugly, I hung up drapes just to hide them. Finally, I got new ones, and they're stunning thanks to Blinds.com. The prices, selection, and quality are amazing. Shipping is free, and their professional designers gave me a free online design consultation, helping me pick, measure, and install the perfect blinds for every room.
Now through January 31st, get 20% off everything at Blinds.com with promo code HOME. That's Blinds.com promo code HOME for 20% off your entire order. Rules and restrictions apply.
Filing your taxes alone might sound fast, but with Jackson Hewitt, you could get money today. This year, the IRS announced delayed refunds. But at Jackson Hewitt, you could get an express refund advance of up to $1,300, 0% APR loan. Can't get that online. Only with Jackson Hewitt. Stop by your local Jackson Hewitt today. Express refund advance is an optional tax refund-related loan provided by MetaBank. It is not the actual tax refund. Tax returns may be filed electronically without applying for this loan. $200 to $1,300 with income verification. Availability and loan amounts are subject to certain conditions and locations. Visit JacksonHewitt.com for details.
There are times when it's nice that things go up, and it's sometimes even better when things go down. Novec, a not-for-profit electric cooperative, provides wholesale power to its customers at cost. Any changes in that cost are passed along through an annual power cost adjustment on bills. The average home's power bill from Novec will again go down in 2017 by nearly $11 a month, making down a very good direction for power bills. Novec, owned by the people they serve.
Why trust the parts pros at Advance Auto? Because if there's one thing they know, it's parts.
Thank you for calling Advance Auto Parts and Battery. This is Taryn. I can help you.
I'm wondering if you guys do battery installations?
Yeah, absolutely. It's free of charge.
And do you do wiper installations too?
Yes, that is also free of charge.
Wow, all that's free.
We also do alternator and starter testing for free.
Wow, you guys pretty much do everything.
Yes.
Any chance you guys handle dry cleaning?
Well, not quite everything.
Advance Auto Parts. We know everything about auto parts. And right now, get a $20 Speed Perks reward with any battery purchase.
7:27, Saturday morning update, WMAL. Oh, just about the time President Trump was getting in last night, he tweeted. And he said, January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We heard that throughout his speech, an anti-establishment speech. And I don't usually read other people's tweets because we don't have too much time to do that. But Piers Morgan had a great tweet yesterday right in the middle of the speech. He said, power to the people. Wow. Hostility toward his own party. And indeed, the president scored a direct hit on both Republicans and Democrats. And a fascinating 4 years ahead of us. 7:28, Saturday morning update.
In life, who do you trust more? The people who tell you what you want to hear or the people who tell you what you need to hear? At Financial Engines, we believe the same is true for financial advisors. Who would you trust more? The one who tells you what you want to hear? Hey, don't worry about retirement. It'll all work out. Or what you need to hear. If you don't have a plan, you might be planning to fail. At Financial Engines, we believe that everyone deserves to achieve their financial goals. And now that the Mutual Fund Store and Financial Engines have joined forces, our advisors are more equipped than ever to help you create a comprehensive financial plan for your future. Right now, for a limited time, get a free portfolio review from an experienced local advisor when you visit FinancialEngines.com or call today.
This is Ken Greer of Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit FinancialEngines.com.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Barbara Britt. The first full day is the nation's 45th president for Donald J. Trump after a long day and night. The First Lady and President Trump attending three official inaugural balls last night. And there's lots of energy on the mall this morning as women are coming into D.C. gathering for the Women's March. WMAL's Steve Burns is on the scene.
The crowds are already here next to the Smithsonian American Indian Museum. It's a sea of pink from the stage on back on Independence Avenue, with more people arriving by the second. They get points for organization so far, even in the middle of lots of deconstruction work from yesterday's events. There are staffers directing pedestrian traffic at almost every street corner around the mall and every Metro station downtown. Metro is running a supplemental Saturday schedule, but most people may be coming in by bus. The city says 1,200 buses requested to park at RFK. At the Women's March, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And Metro says the Federal Triangle Station is closed today for security reasons and crowd control. Yesterday's inauguration did include protests, some turning violent. D.C. Acting Police Chief Peter Newsham.
In the grand scheme of things, this is a small disturbance that we have in one small part of the city.
Chief Newsham says more than 200 people were arrested, six officers hurt by protesters throwing rocks, several vehicles set on fire. President Trump has two cabinet members officially confirmed after the Senate confirmed retired General James Mattis to be Secretary of Defense and John Kelly to lead the Department of Homeland Security. Dramatic rescue in Italy, where Alpine crews pulled four more survivors from the hotel crushed by an avalanche, survivors including two young children. Sports, Washington Wizards will be in Detroit to take on the Pistons tonight. Up next, traffic and weather on WMAL.
Listening on your terms has never been easier.
This is stunning.
Get breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
It's important.
Available now in the App Store, Google Play, or Android Market.
Chris Plant here. With the cost of razors that never stay sharp, I avoided shaving every day, and my number one girl didn't like that a bit. That was before I found the perfect razor from Harry's. Harry's was started by two ordinary guys who got to talking and were tired of big razor companies charging $40 for a pack of razors locked up behind plexiglass. So they started Harry's. They bought their own factory and started making razors with five precision-engineered blades, a lubricating strip, and a trimmer blade, all for half the cost that big razor companies charge. Now, shaving every day has become simple and easy, and number one loves it, too. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. Just cover shipping when you sign up. Plus, as a special offer, go to harrys.com right now and enter the code CHRISPLANT at checkout to get a post-shave balm, also free. That's harrys.com, code CHRISPLANT. That's P-L-A-N-T-E.
It's 7:33 and 105.9 FM and AM 6:30 traffic and weather. Here's Ben Cox in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
There's congestion on Columbia Pike southbound between 495 and Franklin Avenue. Slow going in Washington on Good Hope Road southeast eastbound between Naylor Road and Alabama Avenue. That disabled vehicle is still blocking two lanes on 95 southbound before Route 198, and also on 95 southbound between 216 and the Prince George's County line. There's some stopped traffic, so watch out. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got some early morning fog and drizzle. Cloudy this afternoon, high 55 degrees. Tonight it'll be partly cloudy, down to 49. Sunday starts with some clouds, then rain showers moving in. We could have heavier rain Sunday night into Monday. Highs 53 for Sunday. 48 right now in Washington, D.C. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
'Twas the month after Christmas, and all through the states, lots of people were paying off their high credit card rates. But out from the cold came a Visa so low, those other credit cards felt their scroogey minds blow. It was a life of the balance Visa card from Commonwealth One that made babies smile and smart savers run to transfer their debts from their high interest plastic to a card so gentle with low rates so fantastic that lasted for the life of the balance as well, that all of those high-interest cards could just go to hell.
Announcing Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union's Life of the Balance Visa Card. Transfer your debt from a high-interest card to ours and get a really low rate for the life of the balance with no transfer fees or teaser rates. Visit us at cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211.
And to all, a good rate.
Valid through April 30th. Visit cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender. Membership eligibility required.
Getting a great night's sleep is easier and more affordable than you might think. You don't need a new expensive mattress or sleeping pills. You just need to change your sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. What makes Boll & Branch sheets different is that they're meticulously crafted from pure 100% organic cotton. And because we only sell online, we've cut out all the expensive retail markups. Plus, if you go to BollandBranch.com today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets when you use promo code SOFT. BollandBranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SOFT.
.735 Saturday morning update, WMAL. Cybersecurity. Man, has that been a hot topic? Well, it is great to be joined by Bill Gertz, and he's the national security columnist at the Washington Times, also senior editor of the Washington Free Beacon. Bill, thank you for joining us.
Hey, good to be on the program.
All right, so we have a new team, James Mattis, Mike Flynn, KT McFarland. How is their approach going to differ with that of the Obama administration when it comes to dealing with national security?
Definitely going to be a major shift in recognizing national security threats. Under Obama, there has been this notion of engaging America's enemies, often at the cost of our friends. Clearly, I think Mattis approaches the issue from a military standpoint. When he's asked about threats, his position is, I want the best military, the most prepared military, to be able to counter any kind of threat to the United States. Flynn is an intel guy, so he also understands major threats. He was the DIA director during the Obama administration and clashed with the White House over the issue of radical Islam. The White House wanted to kind of play down the notion of radical Islam, and he rightly, correctly sees the real danger from Islam is through its ideology, its political ideology. And so that's really the key to countering the terrorist threat from around the world, especially manifested in the Islamic State.
So hacking and cybersecurity. I mean, you've just written a book, IWAR, War and Peace in the Information Age. How do you combat cyber attacks, hacking? How do you combat it from a technology standpoint? Not sanctions, but when we want to get back at them through technology.
Well, we have to use cyber power, and that's what we haven't done. If you look at the past couple of years, we've been assaulted on the information warfare front. In the case of the Chinese, it was the Office of Personnel Management hacking, which was an operation to steal 22 million federal records. The Chinese also have done major attacks on our defense industry, on things like even the healthcare industry. To counteract that, we need to develop cyber deterrence. And in order to do that, you have to have some display of cyber power. That means either going after the people that are hacking us, identifying them, and we've been able to do that through the National Security Agency. They're very good at it. They can identify who these hackers are, and then we'll go and either take the information that they've stolen or go into the systems where they've had that information and at least damage it or destroy it or make it unusable. Those are capabilities that haven't been demonstrated. The same with the Russians. We saw that the Russians during the election season conducted cyber attacks on key political figures and organizations. We could then go back and counterattack them with, say, Vladimir Putin's hidden billions of dollars. He's said to have billions in secret bank accounts, probably in Switzerland. Go into those accounts and take the money away from him. There has to be a cost. This was the statement of Admiral Mike Rogers, the NSA director in Cyber Command. Director, he said the cost of entry into attacking the U.S. is too low.
Wanted to talk to you about our adversarial relationships, North Korea, China, Iran, Russia. They've all been poking the bear, you know, whether it's taking our sailors or buzzing aircraft carriers. The tone of the president's speech yesterday, what kind of a message does that send, and what reaction might they have?
Well, I think I had two takeaways from President Trump's inaugural speech. One was that he's going to focus more on this concept of economic nationalism, where he said we're not going to be subsidizing foreign countries, whether it's through their militaries or through unfair trade or unbalanced trade. And second, it was a message of strength, that he wants America to be strong. He has advocated, again, this America first from the economic standpoint, but he's also in the past talked about peace through strength, which is the Reagan concept. If you want to prevent conflicts, make your military very strong and let people around the world know that you have capabilities. We have that capability. I've seen that just in the last couple of days where we used B-52 bombers to conduct long-range strikes against terrorist camps, one in Libya and then just more recently one in Syria.
Bill Gertz at the Washington Times national security columnist. Bill, thank you so much for taking the time with us this morning.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. 7:41 Saturday morning update here on WMAL, and it's time for a check of the traffic and weather.
WMAL traffic from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Slow moving on Baltimore-Washington Parkway southbound between Route 175 and Savage Road. On 95 southbound between Route 216 and the Prince George's County line, some slow moving traffic. And that disabled vehicle on 95 southbound before Route 198 is still causing problems. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
And we are looking for a relatively nice day here in the Washington area. We've had some rain around this morning, but should be better off this afternoon. Highs up in the 50s, and for tonight, down in the 30s. Tomorrow, look for partly cloudy. We'll be in the 40s, and right now it is 48, and we're heading up to 59 this afternoon. We are at 7:43, Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is a Saturday morning update, and what a contrast on the National Mall. Yesterday, patriotism, pomp, ceremony, American flags. Today, the other side of the coin, the protest march, the women's march. Organizers expect up to 200,000 people. WMAL's Steve Burns is there. And Steve, the program kicks off around 10 o'clock. What does it look like there? Are there people, a number of people down there already?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'd say there's at least a couple thousand people here already, Rick, and they're all mostly clad in pink. They started coming here early. I actually spoke to one group who said they were the first ones here, and they got here at 4:30 this morning. So they've been here for a long time, and yes, the program does start at 10. That's when we're expecting to hear from speakers like Planned Parenthood CEO Cecile Richards, along with D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser, also a few musical groups expected to be here, from Cher to Katy Perry, and a bunch of other entertainers as well. So it's going to be a big day and a long day ahead for these marchers.
All right. Some people have labeled this like a sore losers march. What are the issues that they are there to represent? I mean, is it they probably don't want to say that it's anti-Trump per se. They want to cast it or, you know, spin it as a broader issues. But what do you sense do you get of the issues? What are they saying that they're representing today?
Yeah, there are a few people that have told me it's about showing the new administration that they're not going away, about the issues that are important to them. A lot of others have just rattled off a bunch of different sectors of public policy that they find very important, from environmental policy, healthcare, education. So it's a wide variety of different issues that have brought people here all under the same umbrella of the Women's March.
So I was downtown last night for one of the inaugural balls, and there were buses being used as barricades, dump trucks being used as barricades. There are fences everywhere in downtown Washington, barricades. And, Steve, what does it look like on the Mall? What's the contrast for you from yesterday to today for what you're seeing there this morning?
Yeah, it's an interesting sort of scenario here. All around us are construction workers and workers taking down different fences and barriers, security measures that we saw yesterday. So once you come upon the scene here on Independence Avenue, we're on the southwest corner of the Mall. Once you come up on the scene, there's still a lot of barriers here, but it's not clear if those are here for security for this event or they'll be taken down shortly because they were here for the festivities yesterday. So we came upon what's sort of the center here, right next to the stage, and there's still a lot of barriers, and half of Independence Avenue is closed off to people. So it's a bit congested on the one half that is open. So we'll have to see if that other side does indeed open up, because if we have 200,000 people all backing up on Independence Avenue here, it's going to get very crowded very fast here. And they're testing the sound system behind me, so that may be the noise you're hearing behind me.
And being downtown, I saw walls of Metropolitan Police in riot gear, walls of them around the convention center and other areas around D.C. Do you see that kind of a presence there this morning? Are they expecting that kind of a presence, or are they going to tone it down at least to begin with?
I saw those same walls of police you saw yesterday. It was an impressive show of force. I do not see that same level of presence from police here today. I have seen a few officers milling around, just observing the scene. I believe the march organizers also hired a private security firm. But at this point, I haven't seen the same level of security that I saw yesterday. But I have talked to a few of the attendees here about security. And they say, like the police chief said yesterday, it's hard to predict when you have these sort of people that come from out of town that are only here to cause trouble. But as one woman told me, she is surrounded by sensible women and feels protected. If anything were to happen, she says everyone around her would do the right thing.
WMAL Steve Burns live on the Mall. Steve, we'll be looking forward to your reports throughout the day. Thank you.
Sure. Thanks, Rick.
7:47 on the Saturday Morning Update. We'll talk to Cheryl Atkinson next. Sanctuary cities, hot topic, and also Donald Trump, the media, and Barack Obama and the media.
There's never been a better time to shop Riccardi Clothiers in Georgetown. Riccardi brings you the finest selection of Italian designs and fabrics. For a limited time, Super 150 suits, usually $1,230, now $599. Get ready for inaugural black tie events with a tuxedo and accessories from Riccardi at half off. You won't find a better selection of Italian silk ties in D.C., normally $100 each, now three for $100. Riccardi's in Georgetown at the corner of Wisconsin and O Street. 202-338-5300 or RiccardiClothier.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and this journey has been amazing. So far, I'm down over 11 pounds with EMP 180 weight loss. I'm feeling great, and it's been so simple, I actually look forward to my weekly check-ins. Now, here's a question. Do you know what to eat? Do you know when to eat? Do you have a clear idea of where your body is metabolic age-wise? Well, no one does, but it matters. This is a new year, a new administration, and now a new me. It's about taking responsibility for yourself. How you look and feel, that is on you. And with EMP, well, it's not a workout program. It's a nutrition program as simple as Google Maps. They tell you what to eat. You watch the weight melt off each week. You feel better. And after a couple weeks and a few days, I can already see how my habits are changing. And that's what it's all about, to keep the weight off for good. Get to your empowered ideal weight with education and new habits. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com or call them 703-992-0620. Schedule your consultation today.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you take a vacation, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there may be a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Oh, and the best part is, you can do all of this in just a few hours a week from your home, using your laptop or smartphone. Learn how to make money when the market goes up, down, or sideways. Sound interesting? Call my friends at Online Trading Academy. They have put together a do-it-yourself investors kit that they want to send to you right away. You will get videos, hand-picked investing articles, and one of their most popular courses, and it's all for free. They will even throw in two free tickets to their next workshop so you can ask questions and learn more. You can do this. Just text the word INVESTOR to 797979. That's INVESTOR to 797979. Text INVESTOR to 797979. Message and data rates may apply.
It is a Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. Great to be joined by Cheryl Atkison, host of Full Measure. That's tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock on ABC 7. Cheryl, great to have you with us this inaugural weekend.
Thanks so much, Rick.
The Columbia Journalism Review published a letter to President Trump from the, quote, U.S. Press Corps with a very negative tone about how Trump handles the media. And I got to thinking, did they ever send a similar letter to President Obama for the way he handled the media?
Well, the letter from Columbia Journalism Review purporting to speak for us, the press, was to me a petulant, kind of immature sounding letter, angrily telling Trump that, you know, boy, oh boy, you better not do these things to us that we think you're going to do because we're running the show, buddy. And that's all well and good, but I think about the last 8 years that we've had, and I will say every administration in my experience has gotten tighter and worse on the press than the last. So the Obama administration certainly didn't invent problems with the press, but you might say it helped perfect them. And that's not just my viewpoint. That's from New York Times, Washington Post, ABC, NBC, Society of Professional Journalists, USA Today, nearly every major news organization signed on to multiple letters that you probably didn't hear much about over the course of the Obama administration, calling it out for being the worst in recent times for freedom of information response, for press transparency, for clamping down on photography by using its own private photographer rather than allowing public photographers, for just nearly every instance of bad behavior with the press. And the press didn't report this as a news story very much, even though these letters were exchanged behind the scenes on a regular basis, including one in December from 40 or 50 journalism groups telling President Obama we had hoped for answers and improvement on these issues. Clearly, that's not coming during your presidency. And, you know, you don't hear that talked about, but all the focus is on the upcoming president who doesn't even have a record yet as president. And I will say, yes, I'm concerned about how a Trump presidency will treat the press. I'm concerned about each administration compared to the last. But to pretend as though the last 8 years was a picnic or a party is not quite a good or an accurate representation of what really happened.
You've been a champion for transparency, integrity, and accountability in government, and we know how the government works. We've heard a lot during the transition, and even what we heard in President Trump's address yesterday about Washington, the establishment. Is there now maybe hope for accountability in the bureaucracy?
Well, I would just say, you know, I'm old enough now to see that with each administration comes some hope, because there's always talk about that, and yet it's been followed by disappointment. So I can't say I'm terribly hopeful, because in part, these bureaucracies that have been created in the government outside of party and outside of whoever's president at any given time rule Washington, D.C. and the federal bureaucracy in ways I think people don't understand. And I don't claim to fully understand it, except I know that it's very it permeates beyond whoever's running the government at the top every 4 years. It's a whole system that exists to thwart accountability in many different ways that I think are really hard to get at, because they're so entrenched and they've been developed for so long, and there's so many interests who survive or who thrive when there is no accountability. So, you know, I'd like to say I'm hopeful, but we'll see. I mean, maybe he can dig away at certain aspects of accountability and make things better, but to think that there can be a wholesale change in this system in a matter of a year or 2 years or even four, I don't know how you do that.
Another of the key issues that's been discussed during the transition and during the campaign has been the sanctuary cities around the country. And you have a story on that tomorrow. Tell us what you're going to be covering.
Well, we wanted to look into what I think is an impending confrontation between the Trump administration and some of these sanctuary jurisdictions. There are more than 300 in the United States that have declared some form of non-cooperation with federal immigration laws. Some of them are cities and counties, some are entire states like California, and now universities. And part of this is because every president can determine his own enforcement priorities with the Department of Justice, what matters most and what matters less when you have limited resources to enforce the law. And President Trump has signaled that his enforcement priorities will be to get these sanctuary cities on board with federal immigration law. They will have to answer detainers from Immigration and Customs. Right now, many of them don't. They ignore these detainer requests that say if an illegal immigrant is in police custody for committing a serious crime while here in the United States, they are not held, as the feds often ask for them to be, for 48 hours to see if they should be deported. Instead, they're released many times. All that's either going to change or the Trump administration has threatened to withhold federal funds. And most people don't know that process was already begun under Loretta Lynch's attorney general with pressure from Congress. Many sanctuary jurisdictions were already warned that if they didn't change some of their ways and start enforcing federal law and cooperating, they would risk losing certain grants. So the confrontation is already being wound up, and we'll have to see in these early months how it really takes shape.
Obvious now that the national media really didn't understand the Trump phenomenon, what was happening outside the Beltway across the country. I saw it times when I would travel, the number of Trump bumper stickers. You took the pulse recently at a barbecue joint in Texas to find out what Americans were thinking there. And what did they tell you?
Well, we sent our cameras there. We're doing these stories called pulse pieces because we report so much from here inside Washington and New York that we try to also get outside the media bubble into what I guess is thought of more as middle America. And this piece is, yes, this week from Texas. And we just talked to people. You know, this was Trump country, a place where we went where they voted for Trump 2-1. Very different than when you walk around Washington, D.C. or New York. But not everybody there is 100% aboard the Trump train. Not everybody voted for Trump. And some of those who did, one of them tells us, you know, he held his nose and did it. But he did it because he thought Trump was better than the alternatives, but that there's proof yet to be found in the pudding. So we just like to hear from people that live outside these big urban areas and get some different viewpoints once in a while.
It's Full Measure tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock, ABC 7, and also on News Channel 8 on Sundays. Cheryl Atkinson, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you, Rick.
7:57, Saturday morning update, WMAL.
Message and data rates may apply.
This message is only for men who want vein-popping gains. If you're not ready to build serious muscle, change the station now, because we're only giving complimentary bottles of Volcano to guys who aren't afraid to stack on the plates. Volcano is the professional-grade pre-workout nitric oxide booster from Force Factor, the groundbreaking muscle builder that GNC just can't keep in stock. This incredibly powerful supplement is not for everyone. If you're not ready to get ripped, don't bother. Everyone else can get a complimentary bottle by texting MASS to 369-369. Volcano gives you an explosive boost in nitric oxide, which quickly amplifies your energy and power. You'll tackle every rep with more intensity and endurance, better drive and performance, and faster recovery. The result? A serious increase in lean muscle mass, size, strength, and definition guaranteed. Ready for shocking gains? Get your complimentary bottle of Volcano by texting MASS to 369-369. That's M-A-S-S to 369-369.
Wesley is a truck driver.
I drive a truck, and I love what I do.
A truck driver with IRS troubles.
They told me I owed them $43,000.
It got really bad.
Quite a few letters in the mail. They were talking about wage garnishment, coming after my house, my car. Yeah, they don't play around. I seriously thought that I was going to lose everything.
One sleepless night, Wesley finally made a call to Optima Tax Relief at 2 a.m.
Kind of figured I'd get a machine, but I didn't. I actually got to talk to an actual person in the middle of the night.
He found just what he was looking for.
Oh, they were great people. You need a team of people that know what they're doing. Optima Tax. They know what they're doing.
Optima Tax Relief came through with flying colors.
I saved an incredible amount of money. Happy don't even come close. I was absolutely overjoyed.
Take Wesley's advice.
If you're in any kind of trouble with the IRS, call Optima Tax Relief. Don't trust anybody else.
Call Optima for a free consultation. Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Coming up on the 8 o'clock news on WMAL, we'll check in once again with Steve Burns, who is on the mall. He will be there throughout the day covering the Women's March on Washington. Donald J. Trump, our 45th president, never elected to office until he got this one, never ran for office. An inaugural speech that was an acknowledgement of the problems we face and the intensity with which the new administration will attack those problems. Criticized by the media, but he will move forward. Yesterday was a show of tradition and patriotism and made us all proud to be Americans. Good luck, President Trump.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk.